Have you ever heard of Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand? Both were born in Europe early in the 20th century and lived their early life together for pleasure and fun. When Richard became sick with tuberculosis, he experienced a change in both heart and soul. Before too long, this change overtook Sabina as well. As World War II broke out, Richard and Sabina, who was of Jewish descent, rescued Jews during that time of intense persecution. Later, Richard was tortured and imprisoned for his faith for over 14 years, several of which were in solitary confinement. Sabina was also imprisoned and tortured. A powerful moment in their lives was when Richard was seeking to change the heart of a notorious murderer of the Jews who boasted of killing hundreds with his own hands. Richard challenged this murderer that if he woke up his wife Sabina and told her that this was probably the man that murdered her parents, her sisters, and her 12-year-old brother, that she would actually respond in love. Richard did wake up Sabina and told her that the man who likely murdered her family was being ministered to by him in the other room. Sabina approached the man and embraced him. They both wept together for some time, and Sabina forgave him. This man's life was forever changed by the power of God's love working through both Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand. How do you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's great love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.